AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. For the first time, the U.S. military is giving an official account of the incident in which Tehran seized 10 U.S. sailors and their boats. The boats had drifted into Iranian waters. The report doesn't answer some key questions, but it does say the sailors were not mistreated during their overnight detention. And the only things missing when they were returned were two SIM cards apparently removed from phones. This morning, Iraqi security forces fanned out across a Baghdad neighborhood where three Americans were reportedly kidnapped over the weekend. They closed streets and conducted house-to-house searches. Our Susanna George is there.
Most kidnappings in the country target Iraqis and usually follow business deals going sour or tribal disputes. Although over the past year, we have seen a few kidnappings of foreigners, not Americans. A hunting group went missing in the south of the country, and Turkish contractors were kidnapped from the Iraqi capital.
Three Americans released by Iran in a prisoner swap are in Germany, where they'll be medically evaluated at a U.S. military hospital. One of them is Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, whose brother Ali spoke to CBS this morning, saying his brother sounds upbeat, but Ali says he, the brother, is angry at Iran.
Jason didn't do anything wrong. They never had any evidence against him. They put him through this sham of a trial and just dragged it out. It's completely inhumane. There's no reason that this had to happen.
A fourth detainee has chosen to remain in Iran after being freed, and a fifth already has arrived home in Massachusetts. Who won last night's Democratic presidential candidates debate? Rice University expert Robert Stein says he doesn't think there was a clear winner, but he says it did get pretty rough on stage. He says there was no clear winner, but the exchanges were more heated than they have been. This is AP Radio News. Stock prices are down 8% so far this year and may fall even further, say some experts. Jonathan Corpina with Meridian Capital Partners on what's continuing to worry investors.
There's definitely more significant sell pressure on this market than there is as far as buying and selling is concerned. And the concerns out there that there is going to be global economic slowdown continues to be rampant in our conversations.
U.S. markets are closed for the holiday today, but overseas stocks were up today. The investigative journalism drama Spotlight about the Catholic Church and child sex abuse won the top prize at the Critics' Choice Awards yesterday, while awards favorites Brie Larson and Leonardo DiCaprio won the top acting prizes for Room and The Revenant. Both of those actors are considered frontrunners for Academy Awards. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.